This is GQDN for Monday, February 27th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go check out audibletrial.com/groupquest for your credit, free credit for you. And by patreon.com/groupquest, that's all by you. And by stackup.org, great organization. In today's news, we have some sales in the UK, a little bit of a Guardians of the Galaxy, and a couple, well, one's a developer, another one's a boss was talking. But hey, they do speak, we do listen, because leading today's news is a bit of a rumor. It's done by comicbook.com, and apparently what's been leaked today by a couple different sites is a quarter four or a quarter one 2024 launch of a Switch 2 or a Switch Pro. Now, at Central Leaks did say on Twitter, quote, "Giant new leak. A 4chan leak that correctly predicted everything revealed today claims that new Nintendo Switch models will be released this year along the second part of the game will have graphical enhancements for it. We have verified the leak is real." And they had a link under a spoiler image. And this one's pretty loud and could be coming. But that's why we do the news, people. We'll keep paying attention to it. And same with this. Kotaku.com said that, well, Phil Spencer was talking to a British newspaper called The Times over the weekend. And basically, what they're saying is he's downplaying the importance of the merger, saying basically it's not about Call of Duty, but the fact that they want to be a bigger player in the mobile market. And while he's calling this acquisition an important acquisition for Xbox, and while he's trying to keep Halo up and active through the cuts that they've made, they wanted King of Activision Blizzard King to be a bigger role, apparently, in the mobile market. And they're thinking that that could help them with that. Well, I know someone who wasn't thinking. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and Aiden Ross was being a bad boy on Twitch. Oh, boy. See, Aiden Ross has over 7 million followers, but he was banned from the platform for the 8th time, and it looks like it might be permanent following some incidents that he engaged on the platform called Kick. And he was pulling up some porn, yep, for a young audience. Yeah, that's pretty much a known. So he went over to Kick, and that is an exclusive deal between him and Kick. But apparently he was on the phone with someone and repeatedly used the N-word, and the hate messages just blew up in his chat box. In fact, at Jake Sucky, aka Jay Lucky, said, quote, "Days ago, Aiden decided to blatantly stream porn to his viewers on Kick. Not sure how nobody is talking about this." Well, we are. And really, if that is against the streaming rules of that platform, yeah, you get banned. Or, nah, I'm not going to say it. Well, maybe kicked. Anyway, I know what didn't get kicked, more like passed around a lot, was Pokemon. Hey, Medros, I've got something for you. NintendoEverything.com did say that Pokemon Presents did happen, and they got the full rundown, baby, including new game experiences, entertainment, and products, such as the Pokemon trading card game, Classic. So they're going to bring some cards back for Pokemon. Pokemon Sleep and Pokemon Go Plus. That was first announced in May 2019, but now is coming for iOS and Android devices this summer. And the Pokemon Go Plus will now have an accessory that uses Bluetooth to link with smartphone apps for use in Pokemon Go and Pokemon Sleep gameplay. Now, the in-game events In Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, the Terra Raid Battle event will take place. And that'll be from Monday, February 27th to Sunday, March 2023. So it's today into about the middle of March. Pokemon Go, it's already started today. Trainers will be able to connect Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet to Pokemon Go. Very nice. Pokemon Unite, and that is the legendary Pokemon Zacian will join the fray in Pokemon Unite. That'll be from February 26th, which is yesterday, to Sunday, March 26th, so exactly 1 month, so we're right there. They also have the Pokemon Cafe Remix, which means you have a choice of Sporadico, Fukuoko, and Quaxi, and that'll be like a new dish and Paladia plate. That will be from February 27th to Friday, March 17th, so now to the 17th. And Pokemon Masters EX will have a login bonus with new Master Sync pairs. You will receive 3,000 gems as a celebratory gift, and trainers can also log in to receive bonuses like a 5-star Champion Select Scout ticket and a 10-pair Scout tickets. There are also some competitive live events, such as the 2023 Pokemon World Championships, which that event will be from August 11th through the 13th. So lots of good stuff there. Now we get to some other things, and maybe something not so good, because Destructoid did say that Guardians of the Galaxy Cloud version will be temporarily disabled on Switch. So what happened? Well, this is due to a, quote, publisher transition, unquote, and it is expected to be up April 1st, 2023. In fact, there's a full statement about this. So here's how that reads. Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxy Cloud version and Nintendo Switch will be published by Eidos Interactive Corporation starting April 1st, 2023. In order to do a proper publisher transition, we will be temporarily delisting the game from Nintendo eShop starting Monday, February 27th at 10:59 EST. We expect the game to be available again on the Nintendo eShop on April 1st, 2023. So if you already got the game, is downloaded and is on your Switch, you'll still be able to play it. If you deleted the game, you can download it via your archive on your console. That's if you like to play it while it's delisted. So it's still available to you. Now we go to Nintendo Everything, as there's been a lot of Nintendo today. And according to an interview with NPR, Shigeru Miyamoto was asked, how will Nintendo look like when he is gone? And what he said was, quote, you know, I really feel like it's not going to change. It's probably going to be the same. There's, you know, people on the executive team, creators within the company, and also people who create Mario. They all have their sense of what it means to be Nintendo. And it is not like a lot of different opinions that go back and forth. Everyone has its understanding, this kind of shared understanding of what it's like, of what it is to be Nintendo. And so even when there's new ideas that come in, there's always the fact that it's a new idea, but also the fact that is it a new idea that really has a sense of Nintendo or not. And I think that's something that, you know, we have this incredible shared vision, almost a little scary shared vision about this. It's not going to change. Now we go to IGN, and given the success of Dead Space, do people really want a Dead Space 2 or 3 remake? Well, at TafferKing451 did put up on Twitter, quote, the survey EA is sending out on the wall, the writing. Basically, he shows a survey of how interested are you in the remake of Dead Space 2 and the remake of Dead Space 3. So, could that be happening? We shall see. Lastly, we end with PushSquare.com, and UK sales did chart that the UK has said that Hogwarts Legacy is still the top seller. That is followed by FIFA 23, Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe, God of War Ragnarok, Mario Kart 8, Octopath Traveler 2, Atomic Heart, Like a Dragon, Ishin, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, and Minecraft. That's the top 10. And Hogwarts Legacy is outselling them all. That's in the UK, though. Do you think it's selling out here in the US? Well, if we find any news about that tomorrow, we'll be talking about that here. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people. Speaking of which, at Joe Brums, I put a poll up. Let's see what game I play. We'll talk to you tomorrow.